Alex, right before we talk about Jesse, let's talk about the TSA, which is part of his major issue, where there was a number of news reports where they knew those scanners could cause some harm, but they didn't do anything about it. They continued pushing for the public's acceptance. What the heck's going on there?
Well, absolutely, George. I know you like sources, and I didn't know that question was coming up next, but I'll dig it out here in a second. I actually have it in my stack of news that I even printed off, but if people go to Infowars.com, we have links to even mainstream news articles. It turns out the government's been testing these since the 90s, and one report has the headlines that Fed's new body scanners increased cancer in 1998. It also came out in the Washington Post and other newspapers a few months ago that they first put these into action in 2002 at the Boston Logan Airport, and by 2005, they had a sevenfold increase in cancer clusters. And, of course, earlier in the year it came out that they lied to Congress and said, oh, there's been no connection to cancer or problems, and basically gave them fudged numbers. So it is absolutely mind-boggling, their level of deception. But you know, the lies don't end there. Remember.
Yeah, but why don't they back off on this? I don't understand. Is it because somebody, you know, wants to sell these machines and make money? My gosh, I just don't understand.
Well, it's a lot of things, and that's a very good question. Look, it's about power. Sure, people are making billions of dollars. They estimate, what, $2 billion have made off these in the last few years by two different companies. The former Homeland Security head and deputies have all gone to basically work for
Chernoff, right?
And, yeah, absolutely, Michael Chernoff. And profit from greatly. But it's more than that. I saw the head of Homeland Security in 2002, Governor Ridge, right as it was getting cabinet power, give a two-hour talk with a bunch of CEOs on C-SPAN. I watched the whole thing. And he said, in the future, TSA will be on the streets of America. In the future, they will be the federal force that's everywhere. In the future, you'll have to get government approval through Homeland Security to even get a job. Everything you do will be tracked by this. Well, now TSA all over the U.S. is running checkpoints on highways. They're running PSAs saying they're going to be in hotels, shopping malls. In 9,000 locations, they put up big jumbo TVs and TVs at every checkout counter in malls, Walmart, it's going in everywhere, saying basically don't trust anybody but the government, right out of The Running Man or something, that Stephen King book that got turned into a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, this is directly out of what every science fiction writer has envisioned as the ultimate police state. The system has taken these ideas and said, this is wonderful. And so the end game goal is a domestic security force with the threat fusion centers. And the head of Health and Human Services was on C-SPAN a few months ago admitting that under the new government health care system, they're going to set up, quote, medical threat fusion centers in your local governments. They have the Rural Affairs Council that brings the Department of Defense in. FEMA all over the U.S. is ordering people who've had houses in some cases 80 years on rivers and lakes that now it's in a floodplain. They've all got to move out of there. This is all part of America going under globalist receivership, where the land is turned over to these mega banks that we've been basically indebted to. And so TSA, in the final equation, is there to break our will, and it's there to train us that we have absolutely zero rights, zero liberties, and that the government, any time it wants, can pull you over or come in your house without a warrant and literally fondle your wife's breast, stick their hands down your pants, go in your wife's pants, take a baby's diaper off, take oxygen tanks off an old lady, rip a medical device off of someone's stomach. I'm not going to say what because it's vulgar sounding. This is all on record. And the very TSA workers, they sit there and lie to them and tell them, don't worry, there's no radiation. Don't worry, it's one millionth of a cell phone. When just last year they came out and said, John Hopkins has said it's totally safe. And the head of John Hopkins radiology department said, I never wrote a report. They just made this up.
Mm.
To the contrary, this is dead.
And what, put his name on it?
Yeah, they just did that. Remember when they said, we're not saving the images, and then the manual came out that they have to save the images, and they were?
Yeah.
Courthouses are saving them. I mean, they listen, remember twice last year under all the heat, they said, we're no longer going to search under 11-year-olds. And they keep doing it. It's all just a lie. I mean, of course it's a lie. It runs like a military organization that's occupied a foreign country, and we're the enemy. We are the Homeland Security is the New World Order system to basically take over America like a body snatcher. It's the pod, to use the analogy. They make us go to sleep. We go to sleep. We die. And then the pod pops open with a counterfeit of us. Homeland Security is there to absorb America, to overthrow the Bill of Rights and Constitution, to break our will, to enslave us, and that's what's happening.
What would happen if somebody gets elected and says, I'm disbanding Homeland Security? We're doing away with this, folks. We just don't need it. We're going back now to pat-downs at airports with a little wand where they just rub it up and down the outside of you, and that's just the way it's going to be because they work, and that's the way it's going to be. Jesse Ventura went to court. Hated the body scanners. The court basically tossed the case out, said, you know, we don't think it's appropriate for us to rule on this. And he's going back to Mexico to live, where he's been living for the last couple of years. You've had him on your show a couple times. Did you ever think that someone like Jesse Ventura would get so upset with this country that he'd move to Mexico?
Well, to break down exactly what happened, he called me right after he learned the ruling Thursday night. And I was doing that 27-hour, you know, video transmission at prisonplanet.tv.
The marathon.
Yeah, the marathon that you were a guest on, graciously, hardworking guy, George. And in between writing books like Speaking to the Dead and doing national TV shows and radio, you came on my little show. But the point is, Ventura called me during a break, and he said, well, Alex, I'll come on your show tomorrow right after the press conference, high noon. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I want to talk to you later afterwards and basically, you know, get your advice. And so I was quite frankly supposed to call him today, and I've been so overwhelmed I haven't. I'm going to call him tomorrow. But watching the whole press conference online and talking to him, basically the media spun what he said. He was simply saying, I've got two options. I can either become a Mexican citizen and just basically retire and get out of the fascist states of America, as he put it, or he said, I can run for president and try to reverse this, mm-hmm. and maybe then, you know, can the president sue for his Fourth Amendment being violated? I have flown with Ventura around the country working on Conspiracy Theory, his hit TV show.
His TV show, sure.
And I have witnessed him while the TSA in Atlanta were giggling for 5 minutes, asking him for autographs while they ran their hands up between his crotch, over his buttocks, everything that is in the lawsuit, I won't repeat here, as he says, this is why I'm leaving. This is why I go to Mexico half the year. This is like East Germany. This isn't why I served in the Navy. This is wrong. And the TSA were like children going, it's the body. Hey, will you sign my, sign my...
Whatever.
Yeah. And then we go through the line. Our plane's delayed 2 hours. We're sitting there eating. And I go, hey, Jesse, I shot video of that. And he goes, Alex, that's embarrassing. Let me see it. Yeah. And then he says, erase it. So the point is that I may have even been called as a witness in the suit because that's one of the incidents they're talking about. But I mean, here's the issue. They're saying, this is the wrong court. And they're like, ha ha, he didn't know to go to the appeals court. Well, anybody that knows law knows the appeals court happens 2 or 3 stages into a suit. He filed it at the right court, and his lawyer pointed that out. Under the Homeland Security Act and under the congressional law establishing the TSA in the aftermath of 9/11, this is the key. Now you don't get a jury trial. It goes directly to the appeals court as a star chamber, just like this super Congress now that creates the spending bills. It's all completely unconstitutional. And so that's his issue, is that he knows a jury would rule in favor of him, but he now can't get a jury trial.
He can't get a jury trial.
That's right. So that's his point, is that more and more we're going to the system like Cuba or Communist China has, where you don't get a jury, you get this panel of experts. And so basically, you know, I'm going to tell Ventura.
Who have their own agenda.
Yes, who have their own agenda, and it's not a jury of your peers. It's not the people.